So if you will take a deep breath, center yourself in the consciousness of your sacred heart. And notice the presence of the divine mind, universal mind. Notice the presence of your oversoul. Notice the wisdom and the knowledge that is within those parts of you, within that consciousness of your sacred heart. So, now, direct your attention into your third chakra, that individual power center that had been, notice past tense here, had been orchestrated and dominated by the fallen ego. To help you survive. But unfortunately, at the expense of instilling fear within your consciousness. As you have risen into a different state of consciousness of fifth dimension, also notice now the presence of that personal will and power and how it is used not to dominate but to direct your creations through your mental emotional body. The power of the emotions puts the movement into the creation. So as that third chakra is now operating in more coherency, notice how it's spinning and spinning in that coherency. And the brilliant yellow that reflects Christ consciousness that is derived from that state of awareness of universal mind as it relates to your physicality, the wisdom of that mind. Now bring that fifth dimensional will, personal will and power into the fourth chakra and merge it with the undifferentiated love that is present there. So the will is continually influenced by the element of love, and it empowers it even more so. Now move into the fifth chakra, the throat chakra. And merge it with the divine will of Source, pure Christ consciousness, pure Christ creativeness. Notice your ability in this merging state, in this merged state, how you are able to see the overview in many relationships, in many interactions. And you are able to see the truth of what is exhibited in your life experience from the perspective of the divine Christ consciousness of Source that only wills that you have that consciousness for your very own as you experience your individual divineness on planet Earth, as you create with power and strength, tenacity and precision. And the truth is always fully available to you through that merged state of the fourth and the fifth, the third, the fourth, and the fifth chakras. Sit in this state of consciousness and receive the energetics of the chakra system. Through the first triad that is based in love. Through the second triad that is a creative force with the ability to use the undifferentiated light streaming from that 11th chakra. And the third triad, where the crown remains open and receptive, but yet transmits the purity of Christ consciousness. Where your third eye and the pineal and the medulla center are connected and part of that third triad, as well as the second and the first, all contributing to the coherency of your energetic system. And that fourth triad, which helps you create different electromagnetic field of your physicality. This also affects your mental emotional body. But most importantly, it affects the neurology, the ability to process and understand the complexities of Christ consciousness. The ability to co-create with Source in precision. And most importantly, as we close, see your beautiful image of the divine and the light that is so brilliantly visible within your energetic system. The beauty of you. Never forget to notice the beauty of you as that divine image. Blessings, dear ones, blessings.